The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love when people in life elicit an emotional reaction from people. My dad texted me yesterday, "I'm sorry, but Campbell made a bad decision on that one. Total arrogance. This is the NFL, and the pack ain't foo-foos. Please." I almost hope they lose because of that stupid-ass call.
I'm imagining that's the one fourth down that they did not get that elicited that reaction, not the ones that they did get.
I didn't respond to that text because you are correct. And then he got the one at the end that clinched it. And I just sent Randy Marsh carrying his balls in a wheelbarrow after they converted it and said, "Well, and he was right."
It is so funny that my brother is almost identical to that. Anytime there's a fourth down decision that gets talked about, I will get a text from him, especially in Oregon games, where it's an immediate, "You got to take the points."
Well, because that's Dan Lanning.
Got to take the points.
Dan Campbell, like, Dan Lanning, same
they're
person.
The same guy. I'm like, dude, this works so many times. It's so fun. How are you against this? It's enjoyable. It's entertaining. It's right of your life. Have fun.
I just
life's too short. Go for it.
I get it. It's that fourth down that he didn't get. Quite controversial. You're in your own territory pretty deep. It's fourth and one.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Nope.
And the Packers capitalized. They score. They take the lead. You're probably freaking out because you sprayed the Lions on the Lions minus three.
I would, but I also wasn't freaking out because if he didn't go for it on the 2 fourth and goals earlier in the game, they wouldn't have been in a position to even cover the spread.
I loved so much at the end of the half going for that fourth and goal and saying, "Now, you know what? I don't want to be up." What was it? There would have been 13-7.
Yeah, it was 10-7. They had a fourth and goal from the 2 yard line with 12 seconds left or whatever it was in the first half.
But the funny thing is, he did this in the NFC Championship game and it bit him. And so it's like, he's going to have both these moments potentially present themselves where he doesn't get it in the playoffs. The other team stops him, then scores, and the city of Detroit's going to move him out of his next house.
It's just so dumb.
That's the thing about coaches like this, and Lanning is kind of this. It's not that they're right every time, but there is an element, and you can hear the players in the Lions locker room talk about this. There's an element of, he just has a fundamental to his core belief in his dudes to capitalize and execute plays. And it doesn't mean it's always right. The fourth down bot is always going to question some things, and fans are going to question it, especially if it fails. But if all you do is root and cheer and go crazy when it succeeds, there's an element of, okay, that one failed. You hope the defense kind of bails you out and holds maybe to a field goal or causes a turnover. You can't completely kill a guy if it fails.
This was my whole thing in the Oregon-Wisconsin fake field goal, which I get for a lot of people was a frustration point. But I just chuckled and said, "Did you say that when they faked the punt against Maryland and Jordan Burch was running down the field? Like I'm like a running back going on a 4-2-40, picking up 40 yards. Did that one bother you? When they played Ohio State and he did the water boy onside kick and drilled it into a guy's chest, they recovered it, and that ended up being a massive play in the game. Are you complaining when he did that? Or are you only going to complain when it doesn't work out?" That was the funny thing about last night was They had the lead in the game literally because he was going for it on fourth down at the goal line twice, and they scored touchdowns twice going for it. That was the reason they had the lead to begin with. So I get that it's controversial. I love coaches who are willing to be aggressive, who are willing to stick to their identity, who are not going to be scared away by past results. And I also looked at that game last night, and one of the fears that I had in gambling on Detroit, it was funny, it ended up being a push, was their entire front seven is out defensively right now, essentially. They got a couple of guys left in the back end, but then Branch left the game late. I don't know if he was cramping or if it was something more serious than that, but he's maybe their best guy in the secondary. So on the last one specifically that everybody was freaking out about, there would have been about 45 seconds left, and you have a mashed unit on defense. What are the chances Jordan Love gets that ball in the field goal range and the Packers tie it? And then it comes down to a coin toss in overtime because of the way your defense had been playing up to that point. They gave up 24 points in the second half of that game. Mm-hmm. So what's the strength of Detroit? It's their offensive line. That's their identity. Win the game with them on the field. I loved that call.
And then Goff falls down and you go in real time. Oh, my God. Oh, they got it.
Thank God it's not college football, because that would have been a loss of three because he got tripped up by his guard.
Now, I'm asking sincerely because I referenced the NFC Championship game. They lost that. He was aggressive in that game.
Yes,
and
he was.
It kind of led to what we talked about a few months ago. He had to move because football fans are psychotic.
Which, like that, yeah, those Detroit fans should be thrown in jail for life. You've had nothing to cheer for your entire life outside of stars who have been wasted. This guy got you to the NFC title game, and you want to run him out of town?
Is he going to be that? Is he going to do that play,
yes,
though, in the playoffs?
I think that he will.
You
I think
really
this is who
think
he, is?
He will?
Yes, I do.
Because I think it's one thing to do it in the regular season. That win last night all but locks up their division for them.
At 12-1. I mean,
they'd have to crumble completely to not win the division.
They're
only
a game ahead of Minnesota, technically, but I don't. I'm with you there.
Based on what we've seen from those two teams, right? I don't know if I am convinced he will do that every opportunity given in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's just a blank check. Like, anytime there's a fourth down, you're never going to punt again.
Well, the fourth and one in your own territory, the one he didn't get.
Yep.
Is he going to try that in the playoffs? I don't know if he will.
I think a lot of it will depend on a couple of things. One, what defense are you playing? What is your confidence level in the call that you have that's set up? Now, a lot of these worked, but the toss that they called on the fourth and short didn't work out for him. And then back to the point that I was making, like, how's his defense playing? Is his defense getting shredded every time by whoever they're playing in that situation? Because if that's the case, then yes, be aggressive and go for it.
If he's playing the Eagles, is he going for that?
How many points do the Eagles have at that moment of the game? And are they moving the ball easily up and down the field on Detroit? And if that's the case, then yes, I think he's going for it. But if that's like a 10-3 game and Philly's really struggling and Hurts has a couple of picks.
Let's say it's kind of yesterday. The beginning in the first half of that game was Lions defense dominating.
It was.
And the second half was the Packers figuring some stuff out, Love throwing some absolute dimes.
He did.
If it's the same kind of game,
I think he's going for it. I just think that's who he is, man.
In his own territory.
In his own territory. And I'm going to root like hell
up
for him.
Up three. Wow.
Let's go, Roar Boys.
I don't know if he will. And that's going to be interesting to watch. It's one thing to do it in the regular season. You can afford a loss. You are trying to win a division. I think it's another. It's like, we lose this game. This is it. Our season's over. We are the Vegas favorite to win the NFC and the Super Bowl. Would he do it there? I don't know if I'm convinced he would against a team like Philadelphia. Everybody else, including Green Bay, I think he goes for it. Philadelphia is the one team I say, is he convinced he can run and push that defensive front deep in his own territory, 3-point lead? I don't know if he pushes that button. I think he punts.
The interesting thing about these two wins for them, so the one last night and the one earlier this year, Green Bay, we all viewed coming into the season as their biggest threat in the NFC North. Jordan Love, you know, where's he going to go? Minnesota kind of came out of nowhere, and they're still technically alive.
Yeah.
But if they end up winning the division, it'll be because they won these two games against Green Bay, likely. And in those two games, he went for it on fourth down 7 times, and he was 6-for-7, and they won both of the games.
Yeah.
And this is just the point, like, maybe he does it in the playoffs and it bites him, and that ends up being the reason that they lost. How many games can you look at throughout the course of the regular season and say, yeah, you maybe don't win that game if you punt it back to Jordan Love there? You just give him the ball back, and here you go, Jordan Love drives down the field and scores. Maybe you lose that game and the outcome's different. I also like to switch the thinking to, because people do this with Lanning. After the Wisconsin game, it was, he's going to do this, it's going to cost him a big game. That was the takeaway of the fake field goal for a lot of people. And I chuckle at that because, yeah, there's absolutely the possibility it could happen. It's already happened.
We saw it against Washington.
We literally went for it in our own territory with Ty Thompson, a quarterback, 2 years ago and lost the game at all. That was not a fun outcome, right? But I love that that's our thinking instead of saying, what if he does it and it works and that wins him the game?
Yeah, what if
he
wins
does
the national
it
championship?
On fourth and whatever on his own 27-yard line in the NFC title game? He needs to ice the clock. The other team has no timeouts left. A first down, the game is over on his own 26.
And it's fourth and two.
And he goes for it and he gets it and he takes it and he goes to the Super Bowl because of it. Yeah. We always play the fearful negative scenario, not the what if he does it and it works? What if he goes 4 for 5 in the NFC title game and they win the game because of
it? I certainly don't want to sound like a hypocrite. Listeners probably point out many a time I do. I just always prefer my coach to operate the way he operates.
Yes.
He is. I can't remember what game it was, but I was watching a game not long ago, NFL college, can't remember, but like there was a moment where the clock is ticking down. They have a timeout. The other team has none. And the coach calls a timeout immediately. And there's 28 seconds and they're going for like a game winning situation. And I'm like,
what are you doing?
Why would you not take the clock all the way down and make it the last play the way they did at the end of the first half yesterday?
Right.
And I know that's such a little thing that a lot of coaches do, but also a lot of coaches don't. He's not only super hyper-aggressive and has a core belief in his group, he's a smart coach. He really is a smart coach. So like, I totally get both sides of those angles, those fourth down decisions. I just prefer, like, he is one of my favorite coaches in all of football. I just love everything he's about. I love his message. He gives all the credit in the world to his guys and his staff.
They love him in that locker room.
He's doing up downs with them. He's the most football centric, smart, rah rah combination of everything that I love about that sport.
With a couple of really good coordinators.
He kind of embodied, even my guy, Kyle Shanahan, who I think is a genius offensively. How many times I've counted that he kicks a field goal on fourth and two.
They turtles in those
and
moments.
And I'm just like, buddy, you got the best. You know what I mean? Like, you're the genius, and you won't do it. Campbell just doesn't care, and I love that. I love that. Even if it ends up biting you, you're going to get criticism for it, but I still love it. I prefer it.
You got to love me at my best and love me at my worst, man. And when it works, 100%. I love him. The only one that I was sitting at home saying was the one on the 30-yard. That was the only one I thought, that's aggressive. We'll see if it works.
Mighty aggressive. It cost him.
But I also I looked at their second half drive chart for Green Bay. They had 5 possessions, and they scored 3 touchdowns and a field goal. They had 1 drive in the second half where they didn't score a point. And
So
his thought was, they're shredding our defense right now. Let's try and keep our offense on the field. The last one I loved because the possible negative consequences.
Everybody
you go to overtime,
on social media was saying, kick the field goal. What are you doing?
There was 45 seconds left, right? Am I right on my timing
like
there?
That.
So if you just kick the field goal there, that's like 2 completions for Jordan Love and a couple of spikes, and a dude can kick a 60-yarder, and you're going overtime. You're 2 yards away. You can run the clock down, end the game potentially on that possession, and that's exactly what happened.
Fun game last night. Thursday Night Football was electric. The Lions win 34-31. They're 12-1 on the year.
That was an awesome game. It really was.
It was.
That was a really fun Thursday
night
game.
Felt like a playoff game.
It did. The atmosphere was great. I'm so happy for Detroit, man.
Isn't it great when Thursday Night Football teams have a full week off? They look better.
The product's actually pretty good, isn't it?
I know Bengals-Ravens was fun a couple weeks ago, but like largely I like when these teams get a full week rest.
Yes.
They're gladiators, man.
Give them a bye week before.
It's just the way they coach, too. I mean, come on. You think Mike Tomlin, even if he got a week off, he'd actually care about a Thursday Night Football game? He'd be looking ahead, be like, nope, I like that week and a half between my Thursday and Sunday game after my Thursday game. No, Dan Campbell goes into every game like it's his last, and that's why the Lions won.